Their one-room office on the third floor of the Chester building held two side-by-side desks, each fronted by its own client chair. To avoid the pain in Martin's eyes, Traveler left the windowsill for his client chair and immediately had the feeling that they were both pretending to admire the temple view across the street. Finally, Martin said, "I checked the records for both of Claire's towns, Milford and Milburn. I even tried Midvale. No luck. So much for that theory that the letter M was the key. Claire's story must have been lies. For all we know, she was never even pregnant." "We have a witness who said she was." "Sure, the same one we paid money to for information about M as in Milford." Traveler was about to lay a hand on Martin's arm when his father stood up again and returned to his desk chair, leaning back hastily and closing his eyes. "They say everybody's listed in the church's computers. That's why I had such high hopes for Milburn." When Martin opened his eyes, Traveler closed his. Claire was in the dark waiting for him, still sharp in memory, still alive, her reach long enough to play one last trick on him from the grave.
"I've named the child Moroni after you."
"He's not mine."
"He has your name."
"So does my father."
"Maybe it's his."
"Let me see the boy then."
"Only when you've paid."
"What do you want?"
"That's for you to know."
Traveler rubbed his eyes until Claire disappeared. "It's time we gave up looking."
"Do you think she was lying then?"
"Even if Moroni the Third exists, we have no claim on him."
"Blood ties, you mean?"
Martin pursed his lips. "Look at the pair of us. Blood isn't important."
"I thought it was when I was a boy."
"Your mother was foolish when she told you I wasn't your father."
"She never told me his name."
"Are you asking me for it again?"
Martin said.
"Don't you think I should know?"
"Your mother wanted me to go back to using the name Moroni. Did I ever tell you that? She said it sounded more refined than Martin, more inspirational. You know what I told her? Carrie, I said, I had to fight my way through grade school to live that name down. I'm not about to change back to it."